This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. In what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack, pagers used by hundreds of members of Hezbollah exploded almost simultaneously in Lebanon and Syria on Tuesday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Taiwanese company Gold Apollo says it authorized its brand on the pagers that exploded in Lebanon and Syria, but that another company based in Budapest manufactured them. Pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah had exploded near simultaneously, killing at least 9 people, including an 8-year-old girl, and wounding more than 2,000. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack. As people sat in cafes or drove cars and motorcycles, the pagers in their hands or pockets started heating up and then exploding, leaving blood-splattered scenes and panicking bystanders. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A new Microsoft threat intelligence report details how Russia-linked actors are now going full throttle in their covert influence efforts against Vice President Kamala Harris. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The report shows how, after a slow start, groups linked to the Kremlin have redoubled their commitment to swaying U.S. political opinion as the election nears. The report details fake videos that racked up millions of views across social media that seed disinformation about the Democratic presidential nominee. The report builds on previous U.S. concerns about Russian interference in the upcoming election. Harris's campaign declined to comment. The Russian embassy did not respond to requests for comment. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A phased election for choosing a local government in India-controlled Kashmir has opened in the first such vote since Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government stripped the disputed region of its special status 5 years ago. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General calls for an end to addiction to fossil fuels as New York prepares to host its annual Climate Week and General Assembly of World Leaders and Policymakers. Reuters' Francesca Lina has more.
The boreal summer of June to August this year blew past last summer, according to the Copernicus Climate Change Service, or C3S. That increases the likelihood that 2024 will outrank 2023 as the planet's warmest year on record,
when global average temperatures soared to a sweltering 1.46 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
C3S warns that unless countries urgently reduce their planet heating emissions, extreme weather will, quote, only become more intense.
Reuters' Francesca Lina. Some 45,000 longshoremen at key United States ports are threatening to strike over automation and higher wages. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
A strike would shut down ports that handle about half the nation's cargo from ships. Dock workers are demanding significantly higher wages and a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and container movements that are used in loading and the loading of freight at 36 U.S. ports. If a strike lasted only a few weeks, consumers probably wouldn't notice any major shortages of retail goods. But after more than a month, a strike would likely cause a shortage of some consumer products. The Longshoremen's Union and the United States Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, haven't met to negotiate since June, and no further national contract talks have been scheduled. I'm Donna Water.
The Chinese military has released a video that appears to show an incident in which one of its fighter jets intercepted an Australian surveillance aircraft over the South China Sea in 2022. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
On Wednesday, opposition shadow foreign affairs spokesperson Simon Birmingham told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that it was a hostile act by China.
Disturbingly, within this video, it appears to describe Australia as an enemy and an opponent, and that is certainly not how we see ourselves in relation to the type of relationship we wish to have with China.
During the encounter over the South China Sea in 2022, the Chinese jet appeared to fly alongside the Royal Australian Air Force plane, releasing flares and chafe, including small pieces of aluminium, into its flight path. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
An international law enforcement operation has dismantled an encrypted communication platform known as Ghost, notorious for enabling large-scale drug trafficking and money laundering, Europol said on Wednesday. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.